Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our host, our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday out there.
Jeez. Wednesday.
Yeah, the days are all mixing together. Time is a flat circle. We will go ahead and kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, beautiful skies out there to start our day.
Oh, it's so fantastic. Nice summery morning. I mean, the winds are calm. The fog cleared. I know some people saw some patchy fog earlier. But partly sunny today and highs climbing right to those low 80s. Not too much to complain about, although we do have a small shot of a shower firing up after 4 o'clock this afternoon and into the evening hours. And I will say, if we get underneath one of those, they've got some heavy downpours. We had a couple of them yesterday. We're packing rainfall rates at about a half an inch to an inch of rain as it sat over some areas. So if we get underneath one of those, a quick downpour, but otherwise, mostly sunny today and pretty much calm. And we're actually going to stay mainly dry tomorrow and Friday as well, or all that heat and humidity starts to build in for the weekend. Yuck.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, honestly, is there
it's summer.
Yeah, that's it. That's just the perfect answer. Yeah, it's summer. I mean, it, really, I think that you almost may be able to just do every broadcast that way, Brittany. But hey, it's summer. I mean, take a look out there, you know?
You know, when it's this hot,
I've been staying a lot of time.
Yeah,
summer, those popcorn downpours. Showers. You know how it goes.
Those downpours are kind of nice sometimes.
Yes.
I don't know if Brittany can hear me.
I don't know. Oh, I don't know why she can't. That's not good. Oh, let's see here. That'll fix things. Well, Brittany, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Best
Bye,
in the
Brittany.
Business right there, our friend Brittany Merlot. We'll fix that, Melissa. We'll make sure
That's
to get that touched up.
I'll text her.
Thank you. Yes. We you're right, though. That downpour, I mean, that is one of the things that's been so nice at night. I traditionally struggle with sleep, and that rain helps a lot.
I love sleeping when it's raining. I know we don't need any more rain, and I shouldn't, like, wish for it, but I like rain.
Just as a sleeping, additive to, you know, something like that. We're actually going to talk a little bit about that and being tired in a moment here. But first, we got to get to our lineup for today. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner for you, everybody. Looking forward to that.
All roads open to El Cafe.
Yeah. power companies are messing with our thermostats remotely.
What?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that one. It is Pina Colada Day, so we'll talk about that.
Oh, goody.
Taco Bell is launching a retirement community for young people. That is a sentence I just said that's actually true. Like that,
what?
I know.
What?
We have to get into that.
Does it have 7-layer burritos? If it does, I'm in. If not, sorry, Taco Bell. You're still on my blacklist.
The 9 o'clock hour will feature some entertainment news. We'll also get to some local theater in your area. Also want to touch on, Melissa, let me see, where do I have this here? We got some good stories of the day as well. And I wanted to start our show in two places. One, wanted to remind everybody, at least all our veterans, military, police, and firefighters, that American Heroes Cafe is going on right now till 9:30.
That's right. Kicked off at 7:30 this morning.
Head over to Crossview Church here in Wisconsin Rapids and enjoy a cup of coffee and some good conversation and say hi to everybody over there for us.
And as soon as you walk in the doors, it smells like delicious bacon.
Yeah, it's a great place. And they do a great job over there. We appreciate our friends at Crossview Church and Tom and everybody that gets us this information. We appreciate that.
Yes, indeed.
And wanted to also get into this part. We always like to let the audience look behind the curtain. And yesterday I mentioned the tooth problem I'm having and the fever that I keep I'm trying to fight through here and everything. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where I don't know. When I get like this, all I know is push through, get through it, you know, walk it off, a lot of those things that we're raised with and everything. But one of the things I've been trying to improve and trying to grow and evolve and have an arc to my own life and get smarter and better about myself, even at 47. Mm-hmm. So since Sunday, I haven't had caffeine. Soda, coffee, they kind of hurt the mouth a little bit. So I just stayed away from it. And then I could have tried it this morning, but I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna, because one, to be honest with you, it's not worth taking the chance at hurting.
Of it hurting.
But I've been wanting to have less caffeine in my body and my in my day to day life and everything, and this is kind of helping me do that a little bit. I think it's interesting when we're kind of put in those situations where we can make these choices, and plenty of people, you know, and no judgment either way, but plenty of people go the other way with it and just kind of go all in. So it's kind of interesting, and I encourage people to look at what happens when you give up caffeine. WebMD, and there's some other good sources out there for that.
Yeah. Well, you know, James, can I call an audible?
Yeah.
Because I know you got problems, but let me tell you about my real problem that I had yesterday, okay? Because this is serious. I had to stop at the grocery store, and every once in a while, I wear the, you know, the short socks?
Yeah.
You know, the ones that just come up, like, right to your ankle bone?
Yeah, the bane of my existence, yes.
Okay. So I had those on with my Hey Dudes, because Hey Dudes are comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
And they went with what I had on. I had on a kind of a sporty skirt thing.
It's a great name for a shoe, by the way. It's a great name.
They are. And they're very comfortable shoes. Everybody wears them. Anyway, so I had on my Hey Dudes and these really short socks. And this was at the end of the day, you know, and it was kind of a long day. There was a lot going on, and I had some things that happened that, you know, happened. And which is why I missed the host meeting. Sorry about that. But I had to walk through the grocery store. I am in the produce section at Pick and Save, and the socks start to descend below the heel.
Oh, I hate it.
By the time I passed the bread section, they were all the way under my arches. I had to walk through the entire grocery store with my socks not on my feet.
This is
and
real
my
pain. Hand,
and I wasn't, you know, I was only going in for a couple things, so I didn't grab a basket or a cart or anything. So my arms were full. My socks were under my feet. It was the most uncomfortable 10 minutes of my day yesterday.
It's not right.
And my feet hurt so bad by the time I got to my car. It was rough, James. I mean, I know you have real problems, but this was a problem.
No, as somebody who, growing up, my, because, you know, especially we didn't get a lot of things. So if you got new socks, you had to make them last and you had to make them work. And for some reason, my mom let my father buy me and my brother socks one day or one year. And for like this half the school year, if not the whole school, I think until Christmas, we got more socks. They were those socks. And I got 12 and a halfs. I mean, there was no short sock like that. That was made for feet like mine.
Well,
I have clown shoes for feet.
Up under your arch?
Yeah.
It hurts. It hurts to walk on that. That is not the arch support you need.
We usually like to save
sock the, makers.
Yeah. Yeah. We usually like to save the hot takes for playmakers, but I'll say this. Those type of socks, only thing they're good for, sock puppets. That's it. Sock puppets. That's it. Otherwise, if you want to just
that
torture
or,
yourself.
Or sock buns.
Yeah, sock buns too. Yeah.
You know, when you cut off the end and you roll them up, it makes the perfect hair donut bun thing.
No, that is something. I think what you just said, while tooth pain is relatable, I think what you just said is more relatable to the audience than anything I've said. We've all been there. That is a rough one. But you pushed through. Nice job.
I did. I made it to my car.
One of the things that I was leaning into is this... this study that just took place. If you already feel like you need a nap at you know 8:11 in the morning here, a poll found that you might not be alone on that one. A poll found that we spend almost 1,500 hours a year feeling tired.
Whoa, that's a lot of time.
The average is 4 hours a day or 1,460 hours a year. Around a third of people said even more than that. 58% of us will avoid people on social media or social interactions because we're too tired. I just raised my hand, 34% have skipped an event. 27% have canceled plans with friends. And a third of us often or always feel tired even after a good night's sleep.
Wow. Honestly, I think those numbers are low.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. 33% of people said that they usually try to push through it and keep going. The number one reason they gave us was you just kind of have to or nothing gets done. And I think I think that's why the numbers are low, Melissa. I think if you asked, you know, like, say, people that live with somebody, a roommate or a partner or something like that, and ask their partner or their roommate, I think you might get a different answer. Most of us aren't pretending we're wide awake, though. The poll found that Americans will say, "I'm tired," out loud three times a day.
Wow. Yeah, I believe it.
Makes sense.
And then the rest of the time, we're just living in denial.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I don't like to just bring up I think that we got a lot of talking heads out there nowadays. They like to just throw things out there and give no answers or solutions. Or you've got the type out there, well, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. No, you're really, you're saying it. It's coming out of your mouth. You're saying
it. You say it that way, you're saying it.
Beware of people who won't own their words. I mess up words every day on the air. I make a fool of myself almost every day on the air. But I own that. I am that. I own every letter of it. Anything good, bad, I do.
And
I
own gracious it. When I correct you. You take it really well. Nice job.
I bite on my inside lip. I'm kidding.
No. That's good.
Honestly, for me, when you do that or anybody does, I like learning, so mm-hmm. I don't mind. I look at to me, I'd rather learn than for one, sound silly, and honestly, it's not about me, even my little ego or anything like that. It's about getting the things right, especially with mm-hmm. the job we have here at WFHR.
Right. We want to be correct.
But honestly, even in the side, if you do it or anything like that, I really don't mind. I've never minded that from people because that's how you learn. That's how you get smarter and better.
So I should continue to send you those text messages?
Yeah. Okay. but with this survey, how do we combat this? How do we stop our fellow Americans from being so tired? What do we do? I think there's a lot of...
Naps.
Because that's okay. So I was just kind of like doing my own little poll, and I only talked to about maybe 9-10 people, and that is the overwhelming answer I got, Melissa. Is you got to just take naps. Yep. It wasn't work less. It wasn't spend more time to yourself. No, it's not. So this is where we go. We just look to find where can we squeeze in some sleep? Where can we squeeze mm-hmm. in maybe 20 minutes or an hour? So when it comes to that and naps, what to you do you think makes the perfect nap time?
Well, it depends on how tired I am, honestly. Sometimes a 15-minute power nap is the perfect amount. Hmm. Sometimes I need 45 minutes.
Huh. NASA determined that the ideal nap length is 26 minutes to maximize its effects on job performance and alertness and minimize the effects of sleep inertia and mm-hmm. day's sluggish feeling commonly experienced from longer naps.
Okay, that makes sense. And you know what that means to me? Everybody should get a 1 hour paid lunch during their workday.
Yeah,
because you could take a 26 minute nap and still eat your lunch. And then get back to your work day and be productive.
Exactly.
More productive.
Couldn't agree more. I think that we need to find time for those things, make more time for those things. And this is more evidence of it, this kind of survey here. We'll get to our partners here and we'll take a quick commercial break. We will come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe. Their roads are all open, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can get there just as smooth and easy as ever. Get on over to
and a very nicely finished road.
Yeah, well, good to hear. Visit them. I'll have to check that out. Visit them at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They got some great specials going on today and really the whole week. Keep in mind their Friday fish fry is becoming more and more famous as the days go on, as the Fridays pass.
That's the only day they're open until 8, right?
Yeah, that's a late night for them. They got a great team over there. Wonderful, wonderful people. An incredible menu. Go check it out for yourself, everybody, and support those that support us. Buy local, support local. Join our friends over at El Cafe. Have yourself a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to see them getting more and more popular, too, by the way. I had somebody mention to me this weekend how much they love that place. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And we're talking. They had no idea I was in radio. They had no idea about the morning show. They knew about the show, but they didn't know that the El Cafe was a part of all this. They were just randomly talking about El Cafe. It was cool.
Nice.
We appreciate you guys getting us your birthdays and anniversaries as well. Get more of them to us. We want them. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailf@civicmedia.us. Keep in mind, you can message any of our staff that way. Mm-hmm. melissa.k@civicmedia.us.
That's right.
Reach out to any of us. We appreciate the feedback as always, and we love your birthdays and anniversaries. You can get them to us on Facebook. Type in your search bar, WFHR or WIRI. We'll take them from both places.
Mm-hmm. And you can call up during the show. 715-424-2600.
Encourage you to download the Civic Media app, and you're just be a touch or two away from us. That's also a great way to win stuff, too, from what I've heard from people. So
you get it in real quick before you don't have to punch in all the numbers.
Melissa, I need you to punch in a number for me. Give me a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a good friend of ours, Al Carsey, a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Al.
Al is of Right Way Cleaning Services, who professionally clean our offices here. We greatly appreciate that.
Nice.
And they are amazing.
Yes.
Because I am messy. No. I try not to be, but no, they do a great job in here. I have to say this part, and my mother is making me say this. I am a borderline neat freak, and I do try to keep things clean, but I'm still a man. So I clean like a guy cleans usually. They clean like professionals. They do a great job. Every week we come in here, and the offices are great. We appreciate
and
them very much.
And I am so thankful for them.
Yeah, that big help, the big appreciation of them. Right Way Cleaning, not only are they great at what they do, but I think that there is a correlation of keeping your offices clean and your staff healthy.
Yes, absolutely.
That's science. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it.
You need to kill germs?
That's what I hear. I read it somewhere.
I should stop sticking my fingers in my mouth?
I think I read it in a Cracker Jack box or something. I'm not sure. thank you, Al, and your team. We appreciate all of you.
And have a wonderful happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. And our qualifier today, John Caves.
Happy birthday, John.
John, you're our qualifier. You'll move on to the next round. We appreciate you so much and appreciate whoever got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Thank you so much to everybody. John, have a great day.
Yes.
We take a look at our celebrity list. Isabella Merced is 23. She's the star of the new live-action Dora the Explorer movie. She is Dora, I believe.
Oh, I really wanted to see that.
Yeah, I heard good things. I heard it didn't do bad. I just don't know how well it did. I didn't see that. Okay. She was also in Transformers and Cicero Day of Solidado. Let's see here. Jessica Simpson is 44. Wow. I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, it's been a bit.
But I'm not sure what she's been up to be honest. And that's I don't mean that as a slight. I don't follow her. I don't keep up with her or anything. But I hope she's doing well. Had a good stretch there. She did.
It looks like she hasn't been up to a whole lot.
Hmm.
New shoes at Nordstrom's.
I'm going to do my best with this next one because this actor deserves it. Chiwetel Ejiofor. He is an amazing actor. He's 47 today. He was Carl Mordo in Doctor Strange movies. He's Scar in the live-action Lion King remake. He was also Solomon in 12 Years a Slave.
Ah, yes. Yes.
He's a great. He's one of these character actors that is a leading actor in a character actor's role, world, and incredibly good at what he does. I've not seen that man deliver one bad line. He's very good.
He was in Maleficent.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was really good. I gotta say, I watched that because kids, and I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised. I didn't expect to like it. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good, too.
There's something about, whatever you think of her off the field or anything like that, there is something about Angelina Jolie that is such a throwback to classic actresses.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot to do with her being one of the best in the world, because she is. She is one of the best actors in the world. Not actresses, one of the best actors in the world.
Yeah.
And maybe it comes a little bit from her lineage and everything, too. But the way she carries herself and the way she acts... What I said about Chiwetel before is a compliment, and I mean that. But with the body of work that Angelina Jolie has, and the fact that I've seen, I believe I've seen everything but maybe one or two performances of hers. I've seen her in small roles, big roles. I've seen her with a good paycheck, a bad paycheck, a movie that was badly reviewed. It doesn't matter. She gives you 1,000% with every show.
Every time.
Every time. Mm-hmm. That's what the that's what the old actors used to do. That they didn't phone things in. They gave you everything they had on every scene. Sofia Vergara is 52.
Sofia.
Great actor. She was on Modern Family for a while. She's done a couple of other things, too. A good actor.
Okay. I get distracted because Pat talked about her as well this morning, and all I can think is I named my lawnmower Princess Sofia because she's so persnickety.
It's understandable. understandable. It's a truck.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she has to be taken care of nicely, otherwise she doesn't work.
Mm. I can relate to that. My father's old mower. That's exactly how it was. That thing you looked at it. It looked at you. It was like, I'm going to make this hard on you. Like, oh man, the mowing's already hard. It's got to get harder.
I put premium gas in you. Come on.
Don't matter. I'm going to make this hard on you. A couple of singers celebrating birthdays today. Gary LaVox is 54. Rascal Flatts singer.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Neil Tennant is 70. Pet Shop Boys singer.
Wow.
Wet Stand Girls, What Have I Done to Deserve This? Always on My Mind. I don't know. I think I was a sneaky Pet Shop Boys fan, and I didn't even know
really?
It. Yeah, there's a handful of songs of theirs that I remember liking as a kid, but I don't think I shared that with anybody. I think it was...
Well, you just did. No.
Oh, yeah. Now I don't care. I'm 47. I don't care anymore. But when you're a kid, and especially where I was growing up, either my father listened to nothing but hard rock, or all my friends, this is when hip-hop was first getting on the radio and everything, literally the first days of that. So mm-hmm. that's all we listened to on the street was that stuff. Maybe some, you know, R&B or whatever, but pop music or music like, especially a lot of the 80s music, was not really didn't go over well with people until I found out my best friend back then, and I mentioned that he's African-American just because of the context, he was a huge The Clash fan. He loved The Clash. And that threw me. I didn't expect him to. And ever since then, I've never projected anybody as, oh, they like this type of music, or, oh, you like this type. Music's for everybody.
And I think that's something that really should go away. Music snobs, get over yourselves.
There are few.
If you want to make other people feel bad for what they listen to, I don't have time for you.
Yeah. I this is one of my, the last pet peeves I have left in me is music snobs. It's one thing if you don't like something and you share that. But when somebody else says they like something and you immediately trash it, that's just being a snob. Like, your opinion is fine. You can go ahead and not like something. But to counter somebody else's like with dislike, or just to dog them for liking something is...
and to make fun of people for their music choices, I don't know. It makes me feel sorry for you.
I mean this for critics, too. I mean this as far as the critics go and the people that are paid to be musical critics or critics in general. To me, it's very tacky. It doesn't go over well. I've never respected anybody because they tore down an artist or something like that. For one, I think, again, you can have your opinion, but how many hit albums do you have? You know, I mean, that's part of the reason I don't say anything. You hear me talk about acting differently because I can talk about that. Music.
Yeah, you're in the industry.
No, I'm not talking about that music, no. Arlo, speaking of music and singers, Arlo Guthrie is 77.
Wow.
Alice's Restaurant is probably his most famous one, but he's done a couple of other great ones. I actually heard him, I couldn't get comfortable last night, couldn't sleep, and I went down a rabbit hole of the covers of St. James Infirmary Blues. It's one of my all-time favorite songs. If you are a fan of the blues, you know this song. If you're not, I encourage you to look it up. It's a beautiful song. There are a lot of great renditions of it. Reba Gibbons does an amazing one. Reba Gibbons is one of the most underrated singers of all time. Arlo Guthrie did a version, and it was really nice. Did a really good version of it.
I would like to hear his version of Shenandoah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to hear that, too. I haven't heard it. And some people no longer with us, like the great Jake LaMotta, my dad's favorite. My dad grew up a big Muhammad Ali fan, but Jake LaMotta was one of his guys. Born in 22, passed away in 2017. Boxing legend, played by Robert De Niro in Raging Bull. LaMotta was the world middleweight champion from 1949 to 1951. I believe he went undefeated in that time.
Okay, good for him.
Incredible boxer. Incredible story.
Sorry, I don't have much to add to it.
De Niro, I'll say this. You know, De Niro is the... A lot of actors were doing little things to kind of get into the role or play the character before, but Robert De Niro, more than Marlon Brando, and this is a hot take and people get mad at me for it, but more than Marlon Brando, Robert De Niro changed the game with this. He put on like 40 or 50, maybe even 60 pounds for basically 10 to 15 minutes worth of film. Because he played Jake not only in his prime, but in old age when he was after he was retired and everything. So in the beginning of, I believe, in the beginning of Raging Bull, you see Robert De Niro as a bigger guy, and then they go to him and you see him in shape. And he got into shape for that role.
Wow.
Raging Bull is still one of the greatest sports movies of all time. Fight me on that one. Box me on that one. Let's see here. Fred Gwynne is would have celebrated a birthday today. Born in 1926, passed away in 1993. He is Herman Munster.
Oh, yeah.
His laugh. His laugh is Herman is classic. It's one of the best. He was also the judge on My Cousin Vinny.
Oh.
Ron Glass, born on this day in 1945, passed away in 2016. Shepard on Firefly.
Sorry, you say Firefly and I'm all in.
Yeah, he was really good on that. A lot of us will remember him as well as Detective Harris on Barney Miller. He was really good on that too. One of the three voices we grew up around so much, David Brinkley, born on this day in 1920, passed away in 2003, former NBC and ABC News correspondent. And a couple of more for you. The great, the legend, Arthur Ashe, born on this day in 1943, passed away in 93. First African-American inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame. Arthur's passing from AIDS also was another one of those stories that added to the details that we would learn to find out about AIDS and HIV. He acquired it via a blood transfusion, and I don't think anybody that famous had experienced that until him, at least that we knew of. And his story and sharing it meant everything in the growth.
Probably educated people a lot on what, you know, how you can contract AIDS.
Yeah. And Don Herbert, born on this day in 1917, passed away in 2007. His given name Don, but you all know him, and I knew him as Mr. Wizard. I loved Mr. Wizard. That was a great show. He was good on that.
I never saw it.
That was a good show. That was a good one. One more time, we want to say a happy birthday to Al Carey.
Happy birthday, Al.
Al Carsey. And a happy birthday to our qualifier, John Caves.
Congrats, John.
Enjoy your day, both of you, and all of you out there. Enjoy your birthdays and anniversaries. And keep celebrating. We'll keep going. We'll encourage you to head on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around. Get around, round, round.
Welcome back. Morning show on WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your day out there, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We are usually joined right in this about in this time slot by our friends over at Quality Plus Printing with their Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Wicked Awesome.
Phil and the family are off vacationing in Maine. We wish them safe travels and a happy, great time. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, have so much fun. Eat lobster.
Phil and that family work awfully hard and put a lot into this community. Enjoy your time, man. Enjoy it. We'll have Phil joining us next Wednesday with another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Keep in mind, though, Quality Plus Printing still running strong. Go ahead and join them over there.
They got a great team over there.
They do. As some wonderful creative people that get the job done. And if you got printing needs, we encourage you to head on over there. And they like a challenge. So if you got an idea that you want to, I don't know if they could do this, go ahead and pitch it to them.
Or even if you don't have a fully formed idea, just give them like, okay, this is kind of what I'm thinking, and oh my goodness, they'll blow you out of the water with what they can design for you.
Yeah, it's something I'm learning more and more that a good designer, a good artist can do is hey, here's my idea. Now, could you make it 3D? Could you? Yeah, and they can do it.
Put these elements together for me in a way that looks good.
Visit our friends at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now. You can give them a call, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. I didn't want the audience to be left out with a word or anything, though.
So you came up with one?
I picked one, yeah.
Oh, look at you.
ERF. ERF. E-R-F. ERF.
E-R-F. Okay, were you talking with Sammy, your brother?
Yes, yeah, basically, yeah. No, it's actually a word that means plot of land.
Oh.
So that ERF over there.
E-R-F?
Yep. I'll be honest, I was looking up fun words to say, and after I got past Sheboygan, I got to ERF. I thought that was a fun one. I'm like, all right, ERF, that works. Okay. Next time you're looking at a plot of land, you know, I'm thinking about building on that ERF over there. I don't know. I like
and
it.
People are not going to look at you funny when you say that.
Not at all. Not at all. They wouldn't at Quality Plus. They won't look at you weird over there. Go join them at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from us, everybody. And, buy local, support local, support those that support us, everyone. We'll have Phil.
Did you happen to look up the origin of this word?
Earth? Yeah. No, I didn't.
It's actually from the Old English, spelled Y-F-E.
Oh.
Y-R-F-E.
Oh, interesting. Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or okay, yeah, now I'm seeing it.
I-E-R-F-E.
Yeah, okay.
Which means inheritance bequest, property, inherited property, property that passed to an heir.
Ah, okay.
So you don't buy it, you inherit it.
You inherit it, all right. Even cooler, actually. Huh, interesting. We appreciate our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. They'll be with us next Wednesday with another, with a real wicked awesome word. Not one that I tried to find.
That's okay. Yeah, hey, you found one. That's kind of fun. And we learned a new thing.
We did. We love learning around here. And especially when they affect our energy budget or our affect our lives, quite frankly. Okay. Who touched the thermostat fights are getting more interesting with this trend. Oregon's biggest power company is rolling out a new, quote, smart thermostat program where they get to change the temperature in your home.
No.
Yeah, this is a that ain't right story, I feel like.
Is an invasion.
Other cities have been adding similar programs over the last few years. Basically, you install a smart thermostat and pay a little less each month in exchange for letting them control your thermostat remotely. During peak hours, they up the temperature by a few degrees to reduce strain on the grid. It usually happens between 3 and 9. The new Oregon version limits it to 3 degrees, so if your thermostat is set to 71, they might put it up to 74. Some cities set the max even higher, like a program in LA that lets them increase it by 4 degrees, but you can override it by changing the temperature manually.
Okay.
So is it worth it to save a few bucks and help the environment, or are you the only one who gets to mess with your thermostat? Okay, real quick,
Okay, the parameters you just outlined are reasonable, and you have a choice. Therein lies the, this is okay in my mind.
Okay, yeah.
But what were you thinking?
I'm just of the mind that I don't like anybody being able to control things in my house remotely. Like, period. I don't know. I haven't gotten to the place where I'm good with that yet. I admit that that's not necessarily the most rational thought or feeling, and I own that. But I, at the same time, the thing that gets me on this is the environment part. That makes me listen. That makes me hear this out.
And that it's only 3 or 4 degrees.
And honestly, if everybody's doing this, I'll go right ahead. I ain't going to put up a fight. It's a hill. It's not worth dying on to me. But and being honest,
It kind of rubs you wrong.
Yeah.
When you're just first looking at it, I agree because you heard my instant reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, this is an invasion of privacy. But then when you look at it also as, okay, but if we can take, 100 households on the grid that are setting their thermostats at 71 and up it to 73 or 74, and the grid doesn't shut down and everybody doesn't lose power.
Yeah.
That kind of changes the argument.
It really does.
And it may be that people aren't home. You know, they left for the day. They set their thermostats to 71 because that's where they like it when they get home. But upping it a few degrees is not going to hurt your things in your household, your pets, your plants.
And you can manually override it. So there is that.
So if you are home and you're like, oh, no, it's getting too hot in here.
not many people would turn down saving a few bucks on their energy bill. That's for sure.
And not losing power. That's kind of the clincher for me.
But something that stood out to me about this that I realized instantly reading it this morning and having a similar kind of in about 10 seconds, the same kind of process you just went through, Melissa, I was reminded of something my mother taught me about the environment and about caring about the planet and everything. My mom, former hippie feminist, as she would tell you, but you don't really retire from those roles. And one of the things she raised us on, the environment and caring about the planet, it's not about us. We matter, and we're here right now. We matter. We certainly have a place.
You're not the only one.
But we plant trees not to see them grow necessarily, but for the next generation to see them.
Right.
And this planet is like that. So when it comes to that, my opinion matters. But if everybody says this is the better way to do this, I'm going with it. I'm not. Yeah. It's not about me. I think I got at least a good 100-150 years left. But I've never really looked at the human age expectancy, so I'm not sure about that stuff. But but I do think that regardless of how much time or you don't have or do have or whatever, this is one of the arguments people will have. Well, I won't be here for it or something like that. Well, fine, but it was never about that. It was never about that.
Yeah, and if you only care about yourself, then go live on a deserted island somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And see how it goes. You by yourself with no help.
You know what? I like the person that I really admire the mental gymnastics that you have to do to the person that doesn't think that anybody deserves any help, but then will go and collect Social Security or you know, something like that or something. That's your money you earned.
It's more about the expect the fire department to show up when your house is on fire.
Right, but you don't want to help the planet, but you don't want to help.
You don't want to help anybody else. Yeah.
That's not how this works. We get a lot of help from our government. We get a lot of that we put into.
Because Social Security is something that we pay into our whole lives.
Exactly, which we all got to be paying attention to, by the way, because they're trying to take that from us. Certain parties are trying to take that from us, or certain representatives of those parties. I don't like lumping. I can't do that. That's what the knuckleheads do out there. We're not lumping everybody together. There are certain representatives of a certain party that are definitely doing that. But regardless of any of this, your point is the strongest one, Melissa. That if you are leaning on, like all of us do, government services, then what are you doing? You don't have I don't think you have a leg to stand on in this debate. Care about the planet. It ain't just about you. And this is a pretty cool planet. I'd like to keep it around.
Yeah, and you don't, for everybody that says you're all alone, well, you're not.
No.
I mean, you have aunts, uncles, moms, dads, nieces, nephews. If you don't have any children, you know, you still have extended family of a sort. And then the family you choose.
Yeah, nobody gets through this life alone. And trust me, I've tried.
How's that going for you?
It went really bad. It went really bad. And by the time I hit my late 30s, I changed my ways. Yes.
Well done.
We will take a time out. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about Taco Bell launching this retirement community for young people.
Fine. I'm curious.
Coming up on the morning show, WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. Happy hump day, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, I just have to keep reminding myself of that. I don't know if the last time I've worn a baseball cap in the studio here, but I've got a cap on today, and my brim keeps hitting this guard that we have for the microphones now. And I don't know if it's making a noise.
Yep.
Okay, it is.
I heard that. I really didn't notice it before then.
Okay, I apologize. I'm trying to talk over it, everybody. let's take a look at this one, Melissa. And this could be a that ain't right. It could be a good story. Let's see. It all depends on that seven-layer burrito here. This seems kind of cruel since there's no chance Gen Z will ever get to retire. No, I'm kidding. Hopefully kidding. Taco Bell is opening a retirement community for young people next month near San Diego. It's called the Cantinas, and it's just a gimmick. It'll only be open for one weekend, August 17th and 18th. They're trying to attract more Gen Z customers by leaning into grandma core.
What?
A lot of young people think old people stuff is very, very cool now.
Okay.
They've got day passes for $50, or for $150, you get lodging for two nights, plus an elevated Taco Bell dining experience and access to various old people activities. So this
like shuffleboard?
This Taco Bell experience, does it avoid the other Taco Bell experience that we have after having Taco Bell? Because that would be great. They include...
That's why you pay the $150 for the lodging with a bathroom.
Right. They've included pickleball tournaments, painting classes, knitting circles, baka, croquet, golf, and...
Bocce.
Bocce. Thank you. I knew I should know better than that. And a, quote, wide variety of old school games... maybe board games. Maybe that's what it is.
That all sounds fun to me. I would totally do all of that.
None of this sounds bad to me, except for the Taco Bell part, maybe. You have to be a Taco Bell Rewards member to go, which isn't a high bar to since anyone can join. The bigger hurdle will be landing a spot. Reservations open next Tuesday at the Cantinas, Cantinias.net, and it's first come, first serve. So, would you do this, Melissa?
Give Taco Bell that much money? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I gotta, first off, I'll admit journalistically, in my lifetime, I don't think I've spent $150 at Taco Bell.
Oh, I have.
That's not me like saying I don't eat Taco Bell. It's just most of the time I've eaten there, it's usually off of their small menu or something like that. I don't eat a lot of food from there because it hasn't ever really sat with me. And growing, spending a lot of my time here, and whether it's in Chicago or in Wisconsin, here in Rapids, in Chicago, you had Mexican restaurants, and we get our tacos from those places. Out here, it's Taco John's for me. That's my place. I went to East. It was right across the street for us. I don't know many kids that didn't go to East that don't love Taco John's.
We didn't have a Taco John's in the towns that I lived in. As a teenager, I was in Toma. So, no, I can say that I easily have eaten 57-layer burritos.
Nice.
which would equal to about $150.
You would think that you would
have... Until they took them off the menu.
You would think you'd have kept... You kept them alive with the amount of them you bought and everything. We're getting a profit from these. Somebody's buying them.
No, they just shot themselves in the foot with that one. If they brought back the 7-layer burrito, sure, maybe I'd do this, That's a pretty big if.
Well, I was just hoping to find out a little more information, trying to go to the website, and it says the site can't be reached, so I don't know.
Well, it doesn't open up until when? Next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
If anybody does try to do this and actually gets a reservation, please let us know.
Yeah,
we'd love to hear how it went.
Let us know.
And I will say this, though. Taco Bell has always been very good at marketing. Along with the Chihuahua that they had for a long time. And there was a good stretch there where Shaquille O'Neal was doing a lot of ads for them and everything. Pete Davidson ads, I think, were great more recently for them. They've always been really good at marketing. I think that they have over analytics in their departments because they get rid of things. You're not the only one that has a 7-layer burrito. There's other people that have other things that they've gotten rid of over the years that did quite well, and they have to make room on their menu because they're coming up with new stuff, and I don't know that they need to.
Well, I think what they're missing the mark on maybe is regional things that work well regionally. McDonald's has done this fantastically internationally, as we've mentioned many times, where they have a specific menu for a specific country or area or city even. Taco Bell should do that with their menu.
Yeah.
Across the state. The United States is huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. Yeah. And we have such a diverse culture across our country. Why don't they do this? Bring the 7-layer burrito back to Wisconsin, Taco Bell. Do it now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that that's a fantastic idea and something that more restaurants need to do. They do it for countries. Why not do it for us? By state, I think that's a really cool point. I think that's insightful, Melissa. I hope that they hear that. I hope they listen.
Yes, because Taco Bell marketers are listening to us right now.
Oh, they're big fans. Big fans. Yeah. We are big fans of the world's largest water ski show tournament.
Yes, we are.
We are a week away. The 58th annual Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship presented by Bank First will thrill spectators July 18th through the 21st at beautiful Red Sands Beach on Lake Wasecha in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. Hosted by our favorites, the Wisconsin Rapids Aquaskiers, since its inception, this four-day extravaganza showcases 23 of Wisconsin's premier water ski show teams and 72 individual competitors, all aiming for the coveted state title and a shot at the National Water Ski Show Championship.
And it's a fun, family-friendly event. They have so many other things going on, too, besides just watching the show. So you're going to have a good time if you go down to Lake Wasecha next weekend.
You know, and I will certainly listen to our higher-ups, but at other companies I've worked for in this state and radio, including the one that's promoting this one, they had a thing on us, well, if another station is sponsoring it, don't talk about it. Well, we're not that petty.
It's a community event.
Yeah, it's a community event. We're not that petty or childish or that silly to think that, well, that'll change things if we don't talk about it. You only look like...
Oh, please.
Imagine if we didn't talk about the Wisconsin State Water Skier Tournament. Like, imagine that. That's maybe the biggest event our area has.
It's a pretty big one.
It's got to be. If it's not the biggest, it's in the top three. And it's one of the longest standing ones. So I couldn't think of
which is really cool.
Yeah, I couldn't think of a more ridiculous thing. We talk local. This is local. added to the excitement, Visit Central Florida will live stream the entire tournament globally.
That's really cool. They had almost 150,000 viewers last year.
You know, we got a lot of Wisconsinites out of town and everything that still miss seeing that, so that's going to be pretty cool.
And want to tune in. That's really awesome.
We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it, but get ready, make plans, and enjoy, everybody. Melissa and I will be back with more show on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.